The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
You are entitled to the finest that God has in this earth. I'm going to say it one more time. That came from the Holy Ghost. You are entitled. Lord, have mercy. When Jesus got it back, he got the finest back that is in the earth.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, today's message is entitled, Faith for the Supernatural. Praise God. Let me say, this teaching today, this is a powerful teaching. Now, it was taken from one of our previous annual international faith conferences. We call it the IFC. And this is what we have once a year, and this is one of the previous teachings that I did. Now, in this particular teaching, I bring out the fact that you must think big. And what happens with people is they limit their thinking by their provision. In other words, don't ever look at your provision when you're thinking vision. You know, when you're focusing in on trying to do something big, don't ever look at how much money you got. That'll stop you. That'll shrink your vision. Just have the vision there and believe God that he's got provision already put in heaven with your name on it. Praise God. And all you've got to do is to bring it into manifestation. Think about it this way. Why would God give you a vision and not provision to bring it to pass? What kind of God is that? You follow what I'm saying? So think big, because that's the way God wants you to think. And guess this, the provision is already set aside. No, you might not know where it is, but guaranteed it's already set aside for you. And you put your faith to work, that provision will come into manifestation. Let's go into it. It's called Faith for the Supernatural.
Transformation, for the most part, has not been taught. And when I say that, I mean this. That there were two parts to it. Go ye in all the world and what? Preach the gospel to every creature. And over here in Matthew 28, he said, make disciples. Say amen to this. Amen. So we got a double-edged piece here. We got to not only get them saved. Say amen to this. Amen. But we got to teach them how to live. You got what I'm saying? Now, this whole idea of how to live, it's not so much a how to live sitting up in church. This is how to live out there in the world. Say amen. God deliberately plants the righteous among the wicked. And when you and I get born again, then I understand salvation, but you got something called eternal life. Now, in eternal life, that means you got the whole package. I said you got the whole package. So everything that Jesus died to provide, you got it. You don't need to beg God for healing because it's already yours. I said healing is already yours. And deliverance and everything else that you might want. So what has to happen is we've got to understand God's Bill of Rights. We have to understand what he's given us, and these things that he's given us, we have got to make a manifest. Now, what I did is I was talking about getting some barbecue on the south side of Chicago. So what happened is standing in line to get the barbecue, and the man and this lady got her barbecue, just a little window, you know, eat it and beat it. And so she got it. She got her barbecue, and she walked away. But she opened the bag and saw that the bread was missing. I said, the bread was missing. And so she went back and pushed the person who was next out of the way and said, excuse me, excuse me. Now, the guy, it just, you know, just one guy back there cooking and selling and doing everything. She said, does bread come with this? Now, she didn't say it like that. She said, do bread come with this? And does bread come with this? Well, he had forgotten to put a bread in there. And I'm saying, he said, forget not all what? Come on. These benefits, see, you got to get everything Jesus died to provide. Satan wants you to leave your bread. Come on now. Satan wants you to get saved but stay sick. Come on. He wants you to get saved, but your marriage still a wreck. He wants you to get saved, but broke as a I don't know what. My point to you is bread comes with this. Everything comes with eternal life. It means I'm gonna live here just like I was there. And no sickness is in heaven. Say amen to that. No poverty and lack are in heaven. Say amen to that. And I'm not talking about just coming up to some mediocrity. I'm talking about this whole idea. I think Bishop Tudor Bismarck used a term called extravagant. Didn't he use the term? And do you know some Christians back off of that term? You know why? Because we've brought the world into the church. We're trying to make something stretch. God ain't said nothing about make something stretch. There is plenty in God's house. You don't need to make nothing stretch. God's got more than you know what to do with. I'm talking about for you. Watch this. And for whoever you minister to. He's got enough seats. Somehow we've thought this shortest thing. Now the enemy is behind that because he's hoping that you'll leave the earth, praise the Lord, and go on to heaven and leave him with the stuff. But I got good news for you. Christians are waking up. There is a group that's coming up like you that don't care what people think. Come on, that won't take down on the gospel. Come on now, that's gonna live a holy life. There is a group coming up that are not ashamed of the gospel. There is a group coming up said, my name is Jimmy and I'll take all you give me. I'm telling you, there is a group coming up. We're gonna clean house. Everything Satan stole from your grandmama's mama. I'm here to tell you folks, we're about to clean house. Everything God's gonna show you stuff back to 10 generations that you're gonna say, Satan, you took that and you took that. The Bible says, if the thief be found, he gonna have to give his whole house. Now we about to break the house. Now if you with me, say amen. Look what he says here. I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. This is God talking to Moses. No, not by a mighty hand. I'm sure of it. I'm sure that Pharaoh won't let you go. Now Pharaoh had the disposition of the devil. The devil won't let you go. I'm sure he got you in debt, he won't let you go. I am sure he got your marriage in trouble, he won't let you go. I am sure that he's got you, whatever happened, he won't let you go. Now look at the next verse. He said, no, not by my hand. I'll stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst. And after that, come on, he will let you go. I said, he will let you go. This year, you're going to be let go. This year, I'm talking about before Christmas, you're going to be let go. I'm talking about your finances, going to be let go. I'm talking about that sickness in your body, it's going to have to go. I'm talking about that, whatever it is, you will be let go. Next verse, please. He said this, and I'll give this people favors. Come on, say favor.
Favor.
In the sight of all the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass when you go, you will not go empty. Come on, bread comes with this. Every woman shall borrow of her neighbor, and everyone that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And you shall put them on your sons and upon your daughters. Glory to God. And you shall spoil the Egyptians. What does spoil mean? I said, what does spoil mean? You know, I was a young kid, and we used to go visit my grandmother, and they lived in the country. And it was time for Sunday coming up, and my grandmother would fix a chicken dinner, you know, for dinner. They didn't have, you know, supermarkets because they were out in the country. So they'd have to kill the chicken. So the chicken would be, he had no idea that his time had come. And they'd have to run the chicken down. You know, they'd have to run the chicken down. And then they'd run him down and grab the chicken, and then what is known as wring his neck. They'd wring his neck. Now, I had never seen that. I said, man, poor chicken. But then she'd take him and then put him in some hot water, very hot water. Come on, old school in here know what I'm talking about. Put in some hot water and then pull it up, and they would do what to the chicken? They would pluck this chicken. And it's amazing, after the chicken been plucked, you see that little snare chicken, you say, man, what happened to the chicken? I'm saying, only reason Pharaoh is that big, he's got your stuff. And I'm saying, when we pluck it, he is broke. We're about to pluck the world system. We're about to pluck Satan. We're about to take back everything that belongs to God's people. This is your year of jubilee. Glory to God. Sit down. Bread comes with this. Now, rights. These are some of the rights that you have. Look over here at Isaiah chapter 32. Oh, in Isaiah chapter 32, look at verse 18. I'm just read this. And my people shall dwell in peaceable habitation. That means nobody's supposed to be shooting outside your house. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I can go down this list, because what has happened here is Satan is a negotiator, and he's trying to get us to back up on God's promise and negotiate us out of part of it. Say amen to this. And so what we have to do is we have to find out, where did we negotiate? What did he take? What deceptively did he steal? And go get it. I said, and go get it. And take it back. Now look what he says here. This... I ran up on this scripture, Psalm chapter 2 and verse 8. Glory to God. Over in Psalm 2, verse 8, he says, ask of me, and I'll give you the what? Heathen for thine inheritance, and what else? The uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. But what do you have to do first? You got to ask for it. Psalm 24 and verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and what? The world, and they that dwell therein. Now, what am I saying here? Here comes the devil, and he is going to put his people in charge and bless their hearts. They don't know they're being deceived, because that's what Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Come on. For they know not what they do. So they pass a law that takes the Bible out of a school. Now, do you believe that was the will of God?
No.
No. What is the only institution that can stop that, can make what? Who? You, praise God, you know what I'm about to say. I'm saying it's not just that, folks. If you just Spend some time with God. He'll show you every place that the church has given up land for a mess of pottage. What they somehow have given over to the enemy what he shouldn't have. Say amen to this. When I look at Jesus and his life, he said, the things that I do shall you do also. And I'm just seeing all that he did. Jesus stopped storms. Didn't he stop storms? Jesus, glory to God, raised the dead. Didn't he raise the dead? Now, are we supposed to be doing that? Now, I'm saying somewhere we got to swing into motion. When I was a kid growing up, when I got my driver's license, we would get our parents' car and we'd go out and meet at the old airport and we'd try to hot rod. We'd drag race. But there was a guy named Top Cat in TC. TC had an old car and he'd bring it out on the line and we'd get the flag dropped and we'd take off and he'd beat us by a country mile. I mean, he was winning all the money. But what you'd say is, TC, let me see what you got under there. You lift it up, and it's all new. Can't you see what I'm saying? I'm saying you might look like the old model, but if I can go inside your spirit, everything's new. Everything's new. You got stuff that the world does not have. I said, bread comes with this. So in my life, I want to make sure that I'm getting everything God has for me. Say amen to that. So I looked at some of the things that you can get here. You're not supposed to be broke. Come on, you can get debt free. I'm talking about by Christmas this year. I'm talking about every mortgage. Come on, every mortgage paid in full. Now, this is not for everybody, but you might want a husband. I said this is not for everybody. Didn't I say that before when I came in? And I'm telling you, you can get that. Now, make sure that that's what you want. Okay? You're not supposed to leave here early. You're supposed to leave here living long and strong. Say amen to this. Now, I don't think I'm doing now. I'm just wrapping this up because you have supernatural faith. I said, you have supernatural faith. All right, now, God is leading you into things that are too big for you. And he's doing it on purpose because it's not too big for him. But the difference is, he doesn't work unless you rest. If you work, he rests. So I had to find out that as I'm being led into these places, faith is a rest. And that I'm going to have to use my faith and believe that God is going to do his part. Glory to God. Can I talk to you a minute here? I'm not just getting folks saved. I'm getting folks discipled so that they can change the culture of the environment that they are living in. Say amen to that. And that is the power of the gospel. It can virtually change the law. I said, the gospel can change the law. There are unjust laws on the books, and the gospel can change them. Folks, we can put ourselves together. We can put our bind ourselves together and change it. Lord, have mercy. Now, I'm going to talk on another level here. Y'all got me down here, and I'm talking. I want to see the church manifest the glory. You can stop storms. The Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Now, you got to understand, when God made this man, he made him like God. He made him, he had the same DNA, the same genetic constitution, everything that God had. He had the same desires as God. He saw himself a ruler. And Jesus came to get us back there. That we are the image of God. Say amen to that. Now, being the image of God, when Jesus stopped that storm, he looked at them and said, why didn't you do it? Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying you and I, we got some abilities here that we're trying to feel. Don't try to feel nothing. Just get out there in the middle of the dirt and just tell the storm what to do. Let's start practicing this thing. If it don't work the first time, it'll work the second time. Just get on out there and speak to that thing. Come on now. Get your wallet, put it on the table, and speak to the thing. Say, hey, fill up in the name of Jesus. I command right now. Just crazy stuff. Just stop. Come on. I'm trying to be logical now. I ain't got time for logic. Come on. Somebody going to have to point at something. Somebody going to have to say something. Come on. Somebody have to tell the devil, come from here and go over there and sit down. And I'm just saying, that's what we got to do, folks. We got to go take nations. Now, every nation supposed to come under the kingdom. And that's our job, to take it to every nation. And I'm telling you, I'm going to raise up a group of people. I don't care who, what anybody says. I'm going to raise them up to take some nations. I'm telling you. I saw that man in Luke chapter 16, the Bible says he sat outside the gate, and he was a beggar and had sores, and he sat outside the gate begging. And the Bible says he desired to be fed with crumbs. Desired to be fed with what? Crumbs. What will God give you? The desires, come on, of your heart. So you don't desire crumbs. Don't come that way. Come on. Bread comes with this, man. Come on. I desire the best. I want the best that he got up in here. I want this community to have no murders in this, in the name of Jesus. I got something to say about this. There is a need for the body of Christ to stop acting like slaves and come on in to daddy's house. Come on, and act like the Father. Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. And the things that I did, you shall do also, come on, in greater works. Folks, we just don't want television networks. We want the satellite. Think big. And don't try to bounce your vision off your provision. Because that's where a lot of people, it shorts out your vision. You next thing you say is, well, I don't have that much money. What money got to do with it? Come on now. God told you to ask. And I'm just saying, what happens sometimes is we look at the little money that we might have, and then it brings our vision either down to that level or it shorts it out all the way. You say, oh, forget that. Don't forget it. Listen, God has plenty in his house. And most of what he's got in there has got your name on it. And it's time for us to collect. Now get your vision back up there where it's supposed to be.
Faith for the believer is a lifestyle. In order to please God, we must have faith. Faith in His Word, faith in His promises. But how do you build faith in moments of uncertainty? How do you hold fast in moments of doubt? The answer is simpler than you might think. God has promised to meet your every need. To possess what is already prepared for you, you must believe, receive, and speak the word in faith. In today's message titled Faith for the Supernatural by Dr. Bill Winston, you will learn how to activate your faith in all aspects of your life. Faith for abundance, faith for deliverance, faith for healing, faith for finances, and so much more. Learn how to stand firm in the face of fear and doubt. In the U.S., call us now at 800-711-9327 or go online to billwinston.org. Or in Canada, call us now at 844-298-2900 or go online to billwinston.ca and get your copy of today's message, Faith for the Supernatural. Through this message, Dr. Bill Winston will help you develop your faith. Call now to receive this message and start your journey to a deeper understanding of the power of faith that exists within you. Operators are standing by.
Hello, Bill Winston here. I have a book that should be in the hands of every person that is in the body of Christ. It's called Faith and the Marketplace. You know, once you get born again, God doesn't take you out of the world. He leaves you in it. And that same thing about your profession or wherever you work or what your gifting is. Whatever it is, you're going to have to attach faith to it because that's God's way. Without it, you can't please Him. So you're going to have to attach faith to it. And I think what happens, some people get born again, but they don't know how to use faith in their profession or in raising of kids or a family or whatever they do. And as a result of that, they end up toiling. I've got good news for you. No more toil. This is it. This is going to tell you how now to manage your life with faith that you, whatever you, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a beautician, whatever you are, it doesn't make any difference. You can apply faith to it and it succeed every time. That's what this is all about. God is a God of success. He wants you to win and win big. So His faith in the marketplace should be a part of your library. I guarantee you, it'll bless you. Get it today. Bill Winston saying, we love you and keep walking by faith.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this Prayer Call Center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.